When the bishop came to my house, speaking in general conference was the farthest thing from my mind. When the bishop said that he was going to speak for 12 minutes, I remarked that it would be scary. Then he asked if 6 minutes sounded better. I said it'd be much better. Then the bishop told me that's how long I was going to speak. My jaw dropped and I didn't know what to say, but I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself, my bishop, my quorum advisors, and some of the things we are trying to do to promote activation in our Aaronic priesthood quorums. First, my bishop is a pretty busy person, but I enjoy the time he is able to spend with me, especially the interviews. He also participates in quorum activities. I'm happy that Bishop Pingle takes the time and effort to choose good advisors, for example, Brother Connell. Brother Connell was a recent convert to the church and was called to be the teacher's quorum president, or advisor. I was 14 and a new member of the quorum. I was called to be as the president, even though I was having a great deal of trouble controlling my temper. The young men of the ward went on a cave exploration trip to a cave in Indiana, about 200 miles from home. This trip was taken in the cool of October, and I became very angry over a situation and said I was going to walk home. I started out on my long journey. After walking a short distance, all the cars in our party went past me and did not even slow down. My jaw dropped and I thought, oh no, they're leaving me. Then I turned around and saw Brother Connell following me. I felt ashamed and embarrassed. I stopped and waited for him to catch up. He told me he would not let me walk home alone and would join me. We walked for about 5 miles. Brother Connell helped me understand my feelings and straighten them out. By prior arrangement, one of the cars returned and picked us up. This was the beginning of a great friendship between Brother Connell and me. During the time that Brother Connell was my advisor, he helped me to control my temper and use my energy in constructive ways. He had me come and help him put a new roof on his house. He's had me babysit his children. Brother Connell has helped me to learn more about the gospel and how to care about other people. In one of our presidency meetings, Brother Connell brought up the fact that we had an inactive member and asked us what we should do to activate him. We decided to invite him on our next caving trip. Mike took us up on the invitation, and we all had a great time. We also invited Mike to several other activities. He enjoyed the out-of-doors activities the best. Mike has since moved to California, and I hope he is now listening. This past summer, our Deacon's Quorum brought 2 members into full quorum activity and introduced 3 non-members to the church. They took a 270-mile bike trip from Kirtland to Dayton, following the path of the Kirtland Camp Expedition. The deacons and advisors, the bishop, and many of the parents drove to Kirtland on a Saturday. They attended church and visited church historical sites the next day. Monday, they started out on their bikes. It took a week for them to pedal to Dayton. They camped overnight at campgrounds, bicycled in the rain, and contended with traffic. One of the best parts about the trip was that one of the boys who was handicapped pedaled right along with the rest of the group. In our ward, we have early morning seminary. I have to get up at 5:15 every morning. That means I have to get to bed early enough to avoid going to sleep in school. We also have the consecutive reading club, which helps me to read the scriptures and learn more about the church and its prophets. I am one of 2 Mormons in the junior class of about 750 people in my high school. Daily contact with the youth in the ward at seminary helps me to maintain my standards. Being in the seminary presidency, the quorum presidency, helps me to learn to conduct meetings. Seminary, quorum activities, quorum advisors, and bishops have helped me to learn to control my temper and use my excess energy in constructive ways. These things will help me while I'm on a mission, after I'm married, and after I've become a parent. I know that the Aaronic Priesthood and the Young Men's Program works. It's worked in my life, and I've seen it work in the lives of other young men. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Michael.